Here, also their punter. Right away, he's staying at his own 40-yard line. Gets his punt off. It's high. It's at the 23-yard line. Fair catch brought by number 10, Jack Stern, the senior. And with 11:46 left, Cass City gets the ball back.
They do, and they look for them to do more of the same, Clark. Show run early and let Mason Erla sit back in that nice pocket he's had so far and throw bullets down the field.
Lakers only had two yards on that drive off of five plays that covered 2 minutes and 14 seconds with three penalties on that drive.
More plays, more penalties than yards.
First and 10 for Cass City from their own 25-yard line. 11:46 left in the first half. T formation for Erla and the Redhawks, and they're handed off to Sawyer Cuthrell. Tripped up by number 21, Terrence Dubes at the 30-yard line. A pickup of five. Five to go on second down for Cass City.
And a good open field tackle there as Cass City goes to the wing tee offense and the power running game. So far, they've been able to do as they please against this Laker defense.
This drive started at the 25-yard line. They're out to the 30 right now. Erla getting the call from the sideline, coming back into his huddle and discussing with the other 10 maroon jerseys with him. Erla under center, T formation, three men in the backfield. Forecast City left to right across your radio in the maroon jerseys. It's a handoff to number 11 around the left end, Drew Loomis. He's out, has the first down, and he is tackled forward out to the 38-yard line. Actually going to spot him down to the 37-yard line. A 7-yard pickup and another first down for Cass City. Move the chains.
And easy first downs, running power running game. We've seen this last week, Clark. They did it against Harbor Beach. They're going right to it right now. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes makes the stop for Lakers, but not until the first down was reached.
First and 10, Cass City working off the left hash at their own 37-yard line. Lakers putting nine men in the box. And it's a handoff, Sawyer Cuthrell on the misdirection. He gets to the line of scrimmage, maybe another yard out to the 38-yard line. Scott Cuthrell, coach, is fired up after that one. Something didn't go right there. A gain of a yard, nine to go on second.
Tackler there, number 57, Taylor Fall.
10:20 left in the first half. Lakers trailing Cass City, 6-0.
Early in the second quarter, Marlette leads Ubley 7-6.
And Harbor Beach leads Sandusky 6-0. Second and nine for Cass City, setting two wide to the left, one to the right. Erla in the shotgun, and it's going to be a handoff to the man next to him. That's number 3, Nick Perry, the freshman. And Lakers sniff that one out for a tackle for a loss of a yard. Actually, yep, 1 yard, and we're back to the original line of scrimmage. Third and 10 for Cass City.
Ian Snyder, the tackler there for Lakers.
Ian Snyder sniffed that one out from the get-go, forced Cass City back a yard. Now facing a third and long, a third and 10. We've seen Cass City connect on a third and much longer before for a touchdown.
I was going to say, if this is third and long, what was their last drive, Clark?
I'm not even quite sure, to be honest with you. Mason Erla rowing, and there's a man in the backfield on his blind side, and number 3 for Lakers. Evan Shemka brought him down for a loss way back at the 28-yard line. Erla didn't even see him coming. Broke right through the line for a 10-yard loss, and now it's going to bring up 4th and 20 for Cass City.
Definitely some miscommunication on the offensive line of Cass City. A rollout to the near side of the field and a weak side blitz coming from the far side. Mason Erla's blind side, no protection. He comes untouched and gets a free shot and a sack on Mason Erla.
Erla now up to punt this one away from his 16-yard line. He stands. Line of scrimmage is at the 28-yard line, awaiting the kick for Lakers at their own 36-yard line. Number 21, Terrence Dubes. And the rugby style of kick is out. It bounces at the 44 and takes a Lakers bounce out to the Laker 49-yard line, where it is down by number 88, Keith Lau, number 85, 6-4, 8675309, one of those numbers. Number 85, Parker Hare.
That's absolutely correct.
Thank
Clark.
You.
85.
Thank you. You can't always have a perfect day. I like to get out of the way right away. That way we don't need to worry about it. I'm one of those pitchers. Just get the ground ball, get a runner on first inning.
Just
all
get
the pressure's
out of the way.
Off you. Never played baseball in my life. 8:25 left in the second. Laker ball at the 49-yard line. And it's going to be a keeper to Wisner trying to bust through that line on the right side. And he's out to the 46-yard line, a 5-yard gain for the Lakers. With a little 8 and some change left in the first half.
Tackler there, number 11, Drew Loomis. Second and 5 upcoming for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Same formation. A pitch out to Dubes.
And a nice breaking of a tackle there by Dubes. Gets a 6-yard gain out to the 40-yard line. And it's going to be a yard beyond the first down marker for a new set of downs for the Lakers, marching to Kansas City territory. First and 10 for the green and white.
Tackler there, number 66, Ryan Schmidt.
This drive started at the 48-yard line for the Lakers. They're now 12 yards beyond that. First down here, 7:33 left in the second quarter, trailing Kansas City 6-0. Wisner hands this off to Diaz-Reyes around the right end. He has speed, and he's showing it right now. Down to the 35-yard line and tackled out of bounds at the 34 by number 11, Drew Loomis, the senior. A 5-yard gain at the 35-yard line. Now brings up a second down, 5 to go, 7 minutes to play.
And a good tackle there by Loomis. As Diaz breaks that tackle, he's got free rein for that first down marker and maybe more.
Center receiver wide to the left. That's number 8 for Lakers, Brady Post. Two men in the backfield keeping Wisner company in the pistol. Hand off to Diaz-Reyes. He's close to the first down marker, all the way down to the 30. It's going to be a 5-yard gain, very, very close for the first down marker here. Depends on the spot, and they're saying first down, Lakers. Move the chains.
And a great run there by Lakers. Good fake by number 11, Brennan Wisner, selling the pass that he had the football, but a great run there by Diaz.
And Kansas City wants to call timeout to discuss things. Kansas City timeout, 6:44 left in the second quarter. 6-0. Kansas City leads Lakers with the ball.
While sitting at your favorite high school or college game, how would you like to have remote access to your house, such as being able to turn up the heat, turn on the lights, unlock doors, snapshot video, and more, all remotely from your smartphone or any internet-connected device? Introducing LinkLight from Agra Valley Services, an affordable home monitoring and automation solution starting at just $19.95 a month. Stop into Agra Valley Services in downtown Pigeon, call 1-888-282-4932 or go to avci.net/LinkLight.
After a timeout called by Kansas City, they're back on the field. Lakers first and 10. 6:44 left in the second quarter. Wisner in the pistol. Terrence Dubes to his left, Diaz-Reyes behind him, and a receiver wide to the left. Hands off to Diaz-Reyes right up the middle, and Kansas City stops him with forward progress after a gain of a yard out to the 29-yard line, pushed him back 4. Forward progress stopped him at the 29. At second down, 9 to go.
Sophomore linebacker T.J. Moore makes the stop for Kansas City.
6:25 left in the second quarter, 6-0 Kansas City leads. Lakers with the ball on the verge of the red zone for the second time tonight. Their first drive of the night stalled on the Kansas City 4. Wisner, the backup quarterback. Dustin Cady has not played since early in the first. They hand this off to Diaz-Reyes. He's close to the first down marker, an 8-yard gain all the way down to the 21-yard line, where he's stopped by number 11, Drew Loomis, for Kansas City, short of the first down by a yard. Third down, 1 to go.
Drew Loomis making the stop. Parker Hare in the area as well as Diaz-Reyes bursts through the line of scrimmage, getting very close to that first down marker, but spotted just a yard short.
Third and a yard to go. They send two wide to the left. That's number 81, James Stork. And it's a handoff to Darren Stoops right up the middle, and he gets uplifted at the 12-yard line on the tackle. Has the first down by 8 yards, a 9-yard gain, and it's a new set of downs for the Lakers at the Cass City 11-yard line.
The uplifter there, number 85.